back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. We have a phenomenal week of content planned for all of you listeners, as we will be live all week long from the Arizona Tennis Classic, the ATP Challenger 175K event, now in its fourth iteration of the tournament. Of course, it's our second consecutive year getting to serve as on-site media for the event. And in that capacity, of course, we have the tremendous opportunity to speak with so many different players in the main draw. A reminder to all of you listeners, Christian Garin has to play qualifying at this year's Arizona Tennis Classic. Why is that relevant? Well, it's because he's currently ranked number 87 in the world. That's right. Even with all the withdrawals, that's still the ranking cutoff just to get into this challenger event. So it is a loaded draw, of course, from top to bottom. And look, I will do my best alongside our CR intern, Owen Alderman, to try and grab every player in the main draw. We will try to offer as much coverage of this event as we can, make the most of our opportunity to be surrounded by so many different top 100 players. Again, each of those conversations we do manage to secure, you'll be able to hear them here on the Cracked Interviews podcast feed. And look, the topics are going to be pretty consistent. I'm going to ask what brings each player to Phoenix, going to ask each player for their aspirations in 2024. And then, of course, we'll tailor the rest of the interviews to whomever we are speaking to. The point, more broadly, is it's going to be a fantastic week of content, and I guarantee you won't want to miss out on any of it. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Here is another interview from the Arizona Tennis Classic. Welcome back, everyone, to our interview booth here at the 2024 Arizona Tennis Classic. Joining me now is another player who has qualified for the main draw here this season. Of course, you all know him as a guy currently at his career high, number 124 in the ATP rankings. Welcome back onto our show, Emilio Nava. Emilio, thank you for taking the time to chat with me. First and foremost, let's just start with today's match. Know that first set got a little tight at the end, but what was working well for you? How's it feel to qualify for another main draw?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thanks for having me here. Love coming back every year and just talking to you, honestly. And yeah, I love this club. I love this site. I mean, I've been here 3 years in a row now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I'll take it as a good thing, you know. So it's another opportunity, more matches. And slow courts, you know, it's nice. I like it. The weather's nice. Beautiful golf course here. Mm-hmm. The people are cool. So, I mean, just it's a happy week and just try to make the most of it.
Yeah, of course, right in between Indian Wells and Miami. Yeah. And I know right now, rankings-wise, it's a little bit of a vomit zone, right? It's like, do I go play Challengers? Do I go play 250s? But I'm curious for you, looking at a draw like this, where a guy like yourself, a guy like a Christian Garin, top 100, he just qualified for this 175 main draw. What do you think about a stacked draw like this? What do you think, about more broadly this event?
No, definitely. I mean, It's motivating, you know. Yeah. It's like, wow, if Garin is here, you know, qualifying, you know, putting his head down and just qualifying, getting work done, you know, why can't I do it, or why can't I be motivated to do it if it's qualifies, you know? Sure. And every match is the same, you know, so just compete no matter the circumstance and just make adjustments.
Yeah. It does feel like something has really clicked for you these last 6, 7, 8 months. And obviously you continue to ascend up the rankings, but you look even more recently. I know you were down in Acapulco. You qualified down there. Obviously you got to play Dallas, got to play Del Rey. How do you feel about your level more broadly here to start 2024?
Yeah. I mean, I think I started down in Aussie. I lost to Big Terrence. Great guy.
He's good.
Right? He's good. He's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, me and my coach, we decided to just, you know, play a lot of matches. You know, we'll play better from playing more matches. So yeah, I played Cleveland, Dallas, Del Rey, Los Cabos, took Acapulco off, but you know, playing those matches consistently, I think is a really positive thing. 'Cause you can only improve, you know, you know exactly what to improve. And, I've won some decent matches and I'm super happy. And now we just gotta keep it rolling and just try to maintain that same level throughout, you know, just week in, week out, I think is the key.
When you talk about maintaining that level, having watched you play, and again, I got to see you in person in Cleveland, now getting to see you in person here, you've always taken big cuts from the baseline. You've always been able to play power tennis from there. But I feel like there's a new component to you in how well you're moving forward to the net. And I noticed, particularly early first set today, that seemed to be an emphasis for you to try and get in, to try and volley more comfortably. Yeah. Has that been something you've tried to incorporate more in your game?
Yeah, most definitely. I've worked a lot on my volleys, mm-hmm. you know, trying to make that almost a staple of my game now, yeah. right? So we've been hard at work, and I think it's really paying off. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've coming up to the net nice, you know, just trying to stick volleys, and I mean I'm gaining more and more confidence the more I do it. You know, you're gonna miss some, you're gonna make some, they're gonna pass you too good, you know. But as long as you keep coming up and you keep, you know, putting yourself in that environment, I think you have only room to grow.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting to hear you say that, because it's easier said than done, right? And what I mean by that is I think maybe 18, 19-year-old you would have gotten past, and the whole crowd would have heard that you gotten past. You might have give us a little something verbal to let us know. Obviously, you're still going to get frustrated in the course of a tennis match. Everyone will. But it does feel like you have reined that in, and that has been a particular focus as well, is just consistency, not just in level, but consistency mentally as well. And am I onto something here?
Was it Cracked Rackets that posted me in Stanford?
No, I don't think it was us. Yeah. I hope it wasn't us. Yeah, not guilty, I promise.
Yeah, no worries. But yeah, I mean, it's hard at work still, for sure, because I'm a pretty passionate guy, I guess you could say, and it can get a bit too much sometimes. But you know, last week in Indian Wells, it maybe got a little bit too much, and I mean, I don't like acting like that. I don't like being like that. So it's about, you know, just coming out next week and just trying to, you know, get that nasty taste out of your mouth and just, you know, just trying to do better and just, you know, they hit a nice shot, you know, walk it off, you know, get broken, whatever, you know, it's going to happen, you know, so just be fine with that. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job about it in these first two matches, and I'm just trying to keep it rolling and stay positive.
Yeah, no, sincerely, I do think there's been significant improvement. I think that consistency mentally has bled into some consistency on court as well. And again, you are a power tennis player. So to your point, errors are going to happen like that. They should be happening. You're not playing your game if you're not making a few errors. And yet the thing I keep coming back to, I just feel like you're better now, match in, match out, than you were 2 years ago. Like, there's a consistency. The base level is higher than it was. Are you feeling that way on court? Is there a, maybe not renewed confidence, but added confidence as you've continued to progress?
I think slowly but surely there is. Yeah. I think every match I step into, you know, I feel a little bit better and try to do it a little bit better than I did the last match.
Sure.
And I feel with that mentality, you know, just trying to beat yesterday, I think is a good way to look at it, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm hard at work mentally and physically.
It's working. And you know, again, right now it does feel like we're in a spot. There are a bunch of guys your age who I'm sure you grew up with around the junior game who are all making these rises, right? Obviously Sinner's your age, and he just won his first slam. But you mentioned Terrence Atman, like that's another guy, 22 years old. He is on the rise right now, and I could point to all these different examples. How motivating is that for you? Is that something that you – are you monitoring a few guys here and there where you're like, oh, I know him. Yeah. He just had a big result. Yeah. It's my turn now.
No, definitely. I feel like towards the beginning of my career, it was a little bit more like, oh, he just won a future. Oh, I want to go win a future now. You know, maybe a little bit of not jealousy, but, you know, oh, if he's doing that, why can't I do this?
Sure.
You know? And I think slowly but surely it's starting to change into, you know, good for them. You know, what are they doing correctly?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
What's Terrence doing that maybe I'm not doing? Mm-hmm. So I'll try to watch a match. You know, I can learn so much from Sinner. You know, unbelievable player, unreal backhand. So I mean, it's, you know, it's trying to watch the matches now. And now it's like, okay, why does he hit that shot so well?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm trying to learn from that and just keep learning every week. And I think that's the goal.
Yeah. Well, I've 10,000 matches going through my head at all moments. The reason I bring that up is I want to bring up a specific example, and correct me if I'm wrong. You had Casper Ruud, right? Early U.S. Open.
Yeah,
that was you. I just want to make sure I'm not missing this up. The first two sets were unbelievable level of tennis. I thought it was top 10 on both sides. And I'm curious what you learned from a match like that, what it was like to match up against a guy who, a year prior was in the final of that event.
Yeah, and it was tough. But luckily I go into that match with a lot of matches under my belt. So that was also my confidence as well. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of went into the match, you know, a lot of, you know, I'm gonna focus on my side of the net.
Yeah.
Because the moment I look over there and I see Casper Ruud,
that handsome face, you're like, I don't want to deal with that.
I don't know if it's like what, 3-time Grand Slam finalist.
Yeah.
I mean, unreal. So it was. I was really trying to focus on my side of the net, and I think I did a pretty good job of that. And yeah, I mean, I was super happy with the level in that match, mm-hmm. and I think the fourth set was unreal.
Yeah.
If you want to go enjoy a match, you could watch that fourth set. And yeah, I mean, I'm super happy that I went through that match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in my next 3 out of 5 match, I'll be more experienced and I'll know what to do a little bit more now.
What's the difference between playing a guy like Casper and playing a guy, you know, like I'm blanking on who you played today, a Vic Capriva? Like, yeah. is it that big of a difference? Is it 4 or 5 shots on the margin? Like, what did you see?
I think tennis now is becoming a little bit more, you know, the gap between, I would say, maybe 10 and 150.
Yeah.
Or maybe 15 and 150.
Sure.
It's. I mean, you saw yesterday with Nardi being Djokovic.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know. It's very. The level's very high.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the challenger levels. Especially in a challenger this high. You know, the level's super high. But I think it's the mentality. You know, coming out every single point. You know, no matter what happened the point before, they're gonna be there 100% every single point. So, just trying to make that consistency every single shot, every single points, every single day, every single match, you know, is the way to go.
What do you think is the next step for you to get there? How do you become that consistent? That, you know, obviously ranking wise will take care of itself, but
yeah,
exactly. What are you focused on to get there?
I mean, like I said, I feel like there's still so much to learn, and game wise, you know, I still gotta get some bigger legs for sure. but
good observation.
Get a little faster.
I think you're moving well for what it's worth.
I feel like I'm moving great, but you know, you can always improve. Always get a little faster, a little better. So I think that's the goal. And just, you know, like I said, you know, trying to play every single point the same. You know, maybe I'm a little bit up and down sometimes, but I'm learning to level it out a little bit more. And I think these two matches have been a great show to myself that, you know, I can do it every single point, every single shot. So. Yeah, it's going great.
Last two questions for you, because part of that consistency, we've talked about the on-court, the off-court. You know, part of it's just the life in tennis. Is you're going to be on the road. It's going to be like a 7th consecutive week on the road, a 7th different hotel room, and trying to find any sort of form in that, I imagine.
Yeah.
Not the easiest thing in the world. Have you adjusted to life on the road? It's been, you know, again, a year and a half, 2 years at this challenger level. Have you become more acclimated? Has it helped your tennis?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think more towards the beginning, I was very anxious to play these challengers.
Sure.
And now it's a little bit more, you know, a little bit more. I'm playing them a little bit more consistently. And,
yes.
And now I'm trying to, you know, kind of get out of them, you know, even though the level's so high. And it's okay to be in them for a while because the level's so high and you can really improve at the challenger tour. So I think it's just been about, you know, just, I mean, I'm going to go back to it, but just being there every single day and every single shot. But yeah, life on the road is fun. And now I'm trying to do more stuff off the court to kind of get my mind off of, you know, tennis. Like the other day I went to go play golf with Zach, chopped him up, of course. and that's basically it. So just trying to do stuff off court and just enjoying time on court.
Are we going to get a Diego or Eduardo sighting here at some point traveling with you?
I don't know. Diego's at Louisville. You know, he loves it over there. So he's enjoying it. He's coaching the team. They love him. And Eduardo's at Carson, just living life.
Yeah, so I love you too, Eduardo, and I know you a little bit better, but I've heard such good things about Diego coaching at Louisville.
No,
like, everyone's loving it. And that's why I was like, when are you going to steal him for yourself?
Yeah,
Because clearly
know.
It's go time. Well, my last question for you, goals for 2024. I know you've talked about this day-by-day process, and that's something you're going to be focused on, but top 100 is right around the corner. Is that something you can't help but look at, and what else are you trying to hope?
Well, Zelfie, I think at the beginning of every year, you know, you try to write down your goals and you try to set them, and, you know, it's not like you're looking at them every single day and I'm like, oh, if I win this match, I'll move eight spots.
Yeah.
You know, it adds a lot of pressure, but, you know, it'll come with playing matches and just improving every week. It'll come. But most definitely, you know, top 100 is in my mind and more. So just got to keep doing what I'm doing, stay positive, and just try to have fun.
Yeah, well, it's always fun for us to get the chance to see you. Always fun to get the chance to chat with you. And obviously, it's been fun to watch your rise as well. So, Amelia, I appreciate taking the time to chat.
Thank you so much.